Isaskar Eved El Adoinov. You're not supposed to return an Eved to his master. So Rashi says this is an Azara to Bezdin, not to give back an Eved to his master to make him work with it. Now Rebbe Yen Rebbe says, what is the pasuk talking about? B'lokeach Eved, if you buy an Eved, Al Manasta Shechroroi, Al Manasta Freeim, you buy him on a condition that you're going to free him. Hakosim Adav, that's what the pasuk is talking about. So in such a case, you're not supposed to return him to the master. Now, hey, Chidami, what's the case talking about? Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Kagurin, the case is like this. The Kostav Lei, the master wrote to his Eved, that Likashekcha, when I will buy you, Hareyatzmacha Knuya Lachom Yachshav, I want you to be freed right now. See, even though right now when he writes the Shtah Shichrur, it's a Dovah Shloba Loilam, because he didn't buy him yet, it's not his Eved, still it's Chal, since you could buy him, so therefore, Rebbe holds, you could be makan like a Dovah Shloba Liolam, even though right now he's not your Eved, you could write up a Shtah Shichrur to Michal first later after you buy him. Rebbe Meir, where's Rebbe Meir Shita? The Tanya we learned. Hoi Meliyisha. Somebody says to his wife, to a lady, Harei Yam Gadeshus Li. Liyachash is Gayim after the guy, demands a guy after he becomes a Jew. Liyachash is Gayri after you become a Jew. She's a Shiksa. Rosh Liyachash is Tachri. He's a Nevid Kanani. Rosh Liyachash is Tachri after she's a Shifra Kanani. After she becomes freed. Rosh Liyachash Yomas Valecha. We go to a lady that's married to tell her, I want to marry you in the Kushan Shibichal after your husband dies. Liyachash is Tomas Achasecha. You're married to a sister, you tell her, I want to do Shin Michal after his wife dies. After in the case where her husband died, and there's a brother alive without children, that she has to have Yibma Chalitza. So he tells her, I'll marry you, the Kedushin should be Chal for later after you give Chalitza. Einam HaKadeshes, our Mishnah says all these cases, the Kedushin is not Chal. They're all considered a double Shlod Berle Yerlam, since right now the Kedushin cannot be Chal, it cannot be Chal later either. However, Rabbi Meir Einam HaKadeshes, Rabbi Meir says in all these cases, the Kedushin is good. It's called the good Maisa Kedushin. So rather, the Pella here is, even though the guy, the Chosin right now, is a guy. He's a guy, a total guy. And he goes over to a Jewish lady and he tells her, here's the money, here's the pruta, harayam kudeshesli, he should be married to me, and the Kedushin should be chal after he becomes a Jew. Here's the biggest Pella, where's the Maisa Kedushin though? Even though Yod, you could be matna dover shalobul erlam, that's only if you have a person that's doing the kinyan. But here right now, the guy's a goy, a total goy. A goy can't make a maisa kedushin. A goy has no kedushin. So how could a goy say, I want to marry you to make the maisa right now, to be chal for later? So as Mashma, according to Rav Meir, what you have to say is this yisoid of, he holds, a dover shlobel irlam, since you're making this kedushin, you're making this maisa to be chal for later, we consider as if you have the halachas of later right now. Since this maisa is made for a kedushin that should be chal, after you become a Jew, so we look as if right now you're a Jew. Now this maisa which is done to be chal for something later on, and later on you will be a Jew, so you have the halachas of later on right now, so we consider you like a Jew right now in order to make this maisa kedushin. That's Rav Meir Shita. Rav Yechonah Sando, where's his Shita? Rav Yechonah Sando Leime says, Einam Kedeshes. He also argues, says, no, kedushin is not chal, don't shabu lo yolam. Rav Yudah, Nasi Einam Kedeshes. He also says it's Mekadeshes. Rabbi Yudah Nasi only argues in one place and says it's not Mekadeshes, Meshameva. He only says by your sister. There we say it's Meshameva, the Kedushin is not Chal with the Rabbanim. But I call point, well, fight. He doesn't want to have four. Your two sisters, they're the fight. So Meshameva, the Rabbanim said the Kedushin can't be Chal. But really, it could be. Or else the case where she's still married right now and you want the Kedushin to be Chal after the husband dies, there'll be fights. If the husband finds out his wife married to somebody else, so there with the Rabbanim is not Chal. But with the right to though, Rav Yudah Nasi also holds all the makom davar shalobal yerlam. So Mary Takashi of Sol, and Esther Namer Rav Yudah Nasi. Why don't we put in all these cheshbonis here? Rav Yudah Nasi also, he also holds all the makom davar shalobal yerlam. So Mary says, Heine Rebbe, Heine Rav Yudah Nasi. They're the same person. It says already, Rebbe, Rebbe is Rav Yudah Nasi. But the more of an Esther Namer Rav Kiva, why don't we also put in Rav Kiva over here? The Tanya we learned. Koi name, Shein Yais Lepicha. I want to make in this a ned there, whatever comes out of my mouth. And Sarach Lofa, you don't have to be made for it. She can't do that. Rashi says, Koinem Shani Oysa Lepicha means Maisa Yoda Yilapicha, Kegish. Whatever I do should become Hegish. So the husband doesn't have to be made for it. She can't be Makdish it. The Kiva Rayim Yofa, no, the husband has to be made for that nether. Koshem Etadaful of Yesem and Aroiloi. Maybe she'll make more than she has to give you. And therefore, if she makes more, the more that she makes belongs to her, that she could make Hegish.
And the chura, so right now, even though what she made is not here yet, still she can make a truma for later. She can make a hegdish for later. Gemara itmalo, we learned on this, Amar Rav Huna, Bered and Yeshua, Piya Meris, it took cases where she says, Yikachu Yadali Yaseim, I want to make my hands kodesh right now. The Yadayin is not in the Yerlim, and the hands is in this world. Therefore, it's not called a Dovash Lobal Yerlim. She's saying like whatever comes out of my hands, from my hands, should become kodesh. So therefore, it's considered like it's a Dovash Lobal Yerlim. She's not saying the work that I make, the extra money I make later, that money should become hegdish, but rather she's saying her hands should become hegdish. That she could do. Mishnah says, "Ho'ein Malisha." Somebody says to her lady, "Harei Amakadeshes Li Amanash Adabalech LeShulton." I want to get now. I'm giving you a pruta now, Hashem Kedushin, but on tonight that I'll talk to the governor for you. The Yesi Mocha Poil, or else I'll work for you like a worker. Adabta Dibro LeShulton. If he talks to the governor of Yosi Mocha Poil, he works for that day. Amakadeshes. Be in love and Amakadeshes. But if not, it's no good since he made it tonight. Condition over here, so that if he's not Mekayim tonight, the Kedushin is not Chal. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding down Stamas Gimel Amid Aleph. Here the Mishnah says again, "Hoy Melisha." Somebody says to his wife, "Harayat Mekudeshes Li Al Menash Shadabra Lecha LeShulton." I'll be Mekadesh you, and tonight that I'll speak to the governor for you to make it good for you. Or else, V'yesi Moch Kepoil, I'll work for you like a worker. So Locher is Dibur Aleh LeShulton. If the man, if the Chosen Taka spoke to the governor, and V'yosi Moch Kepoil. If Itaka worked for her like a worker for one day, Mekudeshes, and then the Kedushin is Chal. The Imlav, if he's not Mekaymas Tanai, Poshid, and the Mekudeshes, the Kedushin is no good. This is a Poshid of Tanai. The Omer Rosh Lakish says, Vusha Notzen La Sheva Pruta. We have to be talking about that he made a Maitha Kedushin that first he gave her a Sheva Pruta. Because just with the enjoyment of speaking to the governor or working for her, that alone is not good for Kedushin. But you have to first give her a pruta l'shem kedushin, and then the case of the mishnah is only a regular tanai. But for the pay, for the fact that he's going to work for her for one day, or for the fact that he's going to talk for her to the governor, you can't marry her. For a time you will learn. For the reward that I already drove you, ala chamor on a donkey, the koroin I put you on top of a carriage, I be swin on top of a boat, ain't a kedushin. That's no good. Like, if you did it already, so that's considered like a milva, like she owes you money for it, and now you can't do mekadesh with that money that she owes you, because ain't a mekadesh is a milva. But what about this shakivcha? If he tells her, listen, I'm going to take you for a ride tomorrow. Now, usually that costs money. So instead of you paying me, I'll do it for you, l'shen kedushin, ala chamara, my donkey. Or else, shashivcha b'karein, I'll give you a ride on a carriage. I'll give you a ride in the ship. Mekudeshes. So it says clearly here, the Kedushin is Chal. So why does Rosh Lakish say in our Mishnah that you can't marry her with this enjoyment that you will talk or you will work for her? Rosh Lakish says only because you gave her a Sheva Pruta. I hear in the price it says not like that. Here in the price it says you can marry her with this pay that you will do something for her. The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Hochinami, in this price also, Bidiyoyev la Sheva Pruta. We're talking about where first he paid her a Sheva Pruta. Gemara says no. V'yehavitzcharkomer. It says clearly that I'll marry you with the pay. Mashma, I'm not giving you a sheva pruta, but just the pay that you should pay me for giving you the ride. Instead of you paying me, I'm marrying you with it. V'yoyd, and also Tanya will learn clearly that shevim mi b'tzavsa. She tells, if the kala tells the chosin, I want you to sit next to me to keep me company. She has enjoyment from that. V'yakadosh l'cho, and I'll be married to you because of this enjoyment. Or else chayk l'fonai. Laugh, make me laugh. Or else record the phone, I dance in front of me. Or else I say kedimos hazeh. Rush as a binyan, make some type of a binyan, some type of a building. So shomim, we have to evaluate this. In yesh bo sheva pruta, if what he is doing for her, like he's making these jokes or he's dancing for her, if usually he could charge for that and people will pay him a sheva pruta, the locher is mekudeshes. V'yimlav, but if what he's doing is not worth a sheva pruta, people would not pay even a pruta, ain't a mekudeshes. So again, you see, but this reward, that he'll do something for her, he could marry her. The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Hochinami, here also, but the Yoyev L'Sheva Pruta, like Rosh Lakish was talking about over here, where he first gave a Shema Pruta, the Gemara says no. Here it says clearly we have to evaluate this thing to see if the dancing or the laughing, if it's worth a Shema Pruta. If people would pay a Shema Pruta to watch you perform here, so it's called worth a Shema Pruta, and you could marry her with this enjoyment that you're dancing in front of her. So Gemara says, you to the Rosh Lakish, it's a kasha and Rosh Lakish. Omarok lok Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish may answer those like this, and says, it's a machloikas taik, a machloikas tanoim. Hai tana brua sovu ena l'tchiru tel l'psoif. This last tana that says you could marry her by working for her or dancing for her holds that tchiru you only have to pay at the end. She doesn't have to pay him really every little bit that he works for her. So if the pay first comes at the end, it's not a milva. So it's tibet, the whole thing is being given l'shem kedushin, therefore it's good. But I'll tell you, Rosh Lakish himself, Tana didan, but our Tana now Mishnah, Rosh Lakish learned up, so beholds, yesh no lefiris metchilu biyatzayif. No, any little bit of work you do for her, really she should have to pay you every little drop as you go along. So it comes out, if it's the little bit you work, she owes you the money, even though she first like pays you at the end, so it's sitted like you're nova. Every little bit of work or dancing you're doing for her, really she should pay you right now. And since she's not paying you, it's like you're milva, like she owes you the money. Therefore, behold, yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'yatzoif, you can't marry your wife by working for her, because it's considered like a milva. So Gemara says, v'may duchkia the Rosh Lakish li'ukme l'masnisen v'yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'yatzoif. Who told Rosh Lakish to learn that pshan now Mishnah? Who told him that our Tana holds this yisoid, that yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'yatzoif? Maybe our Tana, the Mishnah, also works like the other Tana, that says, no, when I work for you, the pay is first due at the end when you finish working. And if the pay is first due when you finish working, then you could marry her with this pay. Because she doesn't owe you the money now, it's not a nilva. First at the end she owes you the money. So you're giving this L'Shem Kedushin. So how did Rosh Lakish know to say our Mishnah goes according to the other man, the Yama? So Gemara says, Omarova masnitzin kshisa. Because Rosh Lakish had a kasha on our Mishnah. Ma'iri d'toni almanas. Why does our Mishnah say Yom Elisha Remeshli Al Menasha Davrelecho Nisni Bischar? Let him say directly, Arei Al Mekadeshli Bischar Zeh. So Ella from this approved Shemamina Kol Al Menas Heichid Yoyev Lahu. Our Mishnah is talking about that Avada first you made the Kedushin by giving her a Shava Pruta. Just Al Menas is only a condition. That's all. You start making a condition, but the actual Kedushin was done through a Shava Pruta. Why? Because our Tana holds. When you work for her, she owes you the money every little bit. And since she first pays you, like at the end, instead of the milva, therefore be ain't the mukadeshis. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if the chosin says to his kala, al manash yir tzava, I'm marrying you, al manash that your father agrees. Or Rashi says, abba means oviv shachosin, al manash that my father agrees. That's what the chosin said. So therefore, rotzav mukadeshes. If when the father finds out about it and he agrees to the shidduch, tivushin, it's good. V'yimla v'enem mukadeshes. But when the father finds out about it, he's not happy, then the kedushin is not chal. What about meisav? Let's say the father dies. Harez the mukadeshes. Then we say the kedushin is chal anyway. Which Gemara will ask, why? The father didn't say yes. What about meisav ben? Let's say the son dies. In other words, this chosin dies. So there's a question, does his wife have to go through yibam or not? Therefore, malamdin av loy meshena reitzer. We tell the father, listen, you father say you do not want the kedushin. Because if you're going to say you do not want the kedushin, it comes out your son was never married, therefore his wife would not have to go through yibim. So therefore we tell the father, say you do not want the kedushin. Now the Gemara talks, so what's the case talking about? When can the father say yes? When can he say no? Ma'yal menashe yirtzava. What does it mean when the chosin says, I'll marry you on a condition that my father agrees? Elaine, if you want to tell me Yadi Yoma Abin that my father has to say yes. So Amy Mitsio, so what does the middle case of the Mishnah say? May Sav, if the father died without saying anything, Harezu Mugadeshis, they're married. Fred Gemara Volo Yoma in, but the father didn't say yes, so why is it good? If the condition was that the father has to say yes and he dies, so why are they married? Ella, she to the race.